HSE professionals. Your resume is your first safety audit. Just like we audit worksites, the employers audit your CV. And guess what? 7 out of 10 HSE resumes get rejected before even reaching HR, not because of lack of skills, but because of poor presentation. So, how do you make your resume a lifesaver instead of a hazard for your career? 1. Start with impact, not duties. Instead of writing conducted safety trainings, write delivered 50+ safety trainings, reducing incidents by 30%. 2. Keep it simple and sharp. Recruiters spend 6 to 8 seconds scanning your CV. Use bullet points, clean design, and max 2 pages. 3. Highlight certifications and skills. NABSH, IOSH, First Aid, Firefighting, ADNOC, or Aramco approvals, make them visible like a warning signboard. 4. Show achievements in numbers. Numbers speak louder than words. 0 LTF for 2 years on Project XYZ. Audited 200+ PTWs with 98% compliance. 5. Tailor your resume to the job. 1 CV doesn't fit all. Customize 4. HSE officer versus HSE trainer versus HSE engineer. Remember, a resume without results is like a PP without straps, looks fine but won't protect you. If you're serious about cracking your next HSE role, treat your resume like your permit to work, no shortcuts, no missing details. What's the most common mistake you see in HSE resumes? If you reached this far, don't forget to follow me, HSE Mr. Bones, for more videos like this.